Hello again, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com, and this is part three of our 2015 Avian Awards podcast series. Perhaps the beginning of a more regular podcast schedule. I don't know. Every year we threaten, but this is an annual event. For those of you who don't know, check the links. You can listen to part one. You can go back. This is actually the fourth year we've done this. Just so you know, it's a little bit of an overview of the Avian Awards voting process. I am a voting member of the Avian Awards, have been for about 10 years. They are gracious enough to allow me to do that and to allow me to talk about it so that some of you can understand what goes into it, and we can maybe get some discussion going about some of our favorite stars, our favorite movies, and things. We'll get right into it a little bit today rather than waste too much time. Like I said, go back and you can listen to the overview, find out who I am, why I'm doing this, and all that. Slow down, Rog. Jeez. Remember, we do have drinking games going for those of you who can drink while you're listening. Anytime I or ah, you can take a drink. Also, anytime I name drop, please feel free to drink. Feedback, as always, you can follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over there, or drop me a line, RogReviews.com, with any feedback, positive or negative. If you like what this is, if you like what I'm doing, great. If you don't, that's great also. I can learn a lot from criticism, positive and negative. As far as criticism of the nominees, I do ask that we keep it positive. The list of nominees is tremendously long, and it is a good thing for each and every one of these performers to be recognized. We can always talk about who we think got left off, but let's stay positive for the people who are on. Before we get started, there is some feedback. Hooray, feedback. From the first two, yesterday we talked a little bit about Best Girl Performer. Houston Don from X-Critic had a lot to say. He really likes the idea. Certainly the idea being that a Best All-Girl Performer is maybe the only way a performer who only performs with girls can be recognized. And I actually misunderstood this category a little bit. I was thinking that maybe it was for performers who only do girl-girl. Instead of... I may actually be a little less inclined to like the award now. Don did suggest that it would be a better category, and it's for Best All-Girl Performer of the Year. Forgot to mention, sorry. Go to avn.com, Avian Awards, nominees, you'll get the list. First award is Best All-Girl Performer. If the award is for a performer for her scenes with other girls, that seems a little strange to me. If it were just, if everybody on the list only performed with girls, I can kind of understand it. Okay, the idea is no girls-only performer would ever have a chance to win Female Performer of the Year. And I'll leave that open. Do you guys think anyone could? I think the fact that Janine never won would probably tell you it's never going to happen, because certainly Janine was the biggest girl-only star in the history of the industry until she switched and started doing guys well into her career. Honestly, I mean, go ahead, drop a comment on the thing. Who other than Janine and Felicia would you say had a really, really long career only doing girls? Anyway, if that was what the category were for, it would be one thing. But if it's just rewarding someone for their performances in girl-girl only sex scenes, I think that's a dangerous slope that we're on. If we're separating out how a performer performs with girls, what is to stop us from saying best anal performer, best interracial performer, best gangbang performer? I think we run the risk there of separating it a little bit too much. We already have individual awards for best girl-girl scene. Several of them, actually, that we'll get into. So I'm still not sure. I'm not opposed to it, but that was an interesting comment from Don. You can read his full comment. Also, on Best BBW Performer, Don seems to think that there is a certain someone who is a clear front runner. He does not name her, but does mention PR, so I think we all know Kelly Shabari, who is probably the front runner. I agree. I think Kelly has had by far the highest profile year of anyone in that genre, and certainly is worthy of being at the top of anyone's ballot. I talked about who was at the top last year. this year, sorry. Looking down, Don also comments on Best Actor. I had listed several that he likes. Don likes performers who are not particularly perhaps playing someone else, like Kurt Lockwood was in 24, Tommy Gunn in American Hustle. By the way, I did watch a couple of, actually three of the movies again from that category from yesterday I talked about, and Stephen St. Croix is fantastic in What Works. So is Penny Pax. American Hustle, Tommy Gunn was really, really, really good. And Tyler Nixon's very good in Aftermath. So all three of those are very good. Best Actress. You can read Don's comments. They're fantastic, as usual. I really liked Penny Pax in What Works a lot. Got another comment, Apache Warrior, who says, "Hey, Roger, your podcasts are amazing. Thank you very much. That's really, really nice. And they're informative and relay to listeners what we voters take, that we take this job very seriously." That's one thing I really do want to get into. I do take this seriously. And I do 10 to 12 podcasts every year, not just to hear myself talk. I could do this every day if that was the case. But to let you guys know, and I was one of those people, it's very, very easy to attack any list, any award show, very easy. It's a little harder to do it yourself and to understand that, wow, there's a whole lot of work that goes into it. So there's some very, very dedicated people that go into these awards every year. Do I think there's some politics involved? Do I think some people take it less seriously? Sure. But overall, it is something that I take seriously. And honestly, it's an honor. There have been a few honors in my career in 20 years. Being inducted into the XRCO Hall of Fame is probably at the top of that list. Being named as one of the first independent writers to be allowed to vote in AVN is still a tremendous honor. So we do take it very seriously. Apache's the one that pointed out best all-girl performers should only have those women who only perform with women, perhaps by limiting the nomination to those performers, then perhaps the category would be more fair. And I think you're right on that, as we just mentioned. I think that separating out their sex acts is a little dangerous when you're going to call it Performer of the Year. That's my take on that. He also says that he likes the plumper ladies. Yes, I agree. And it's one of the things I want to continue talking about. I like the strides that we've made in BBW porn and taking it out of low-budget fetish crap to, hey, let's shoot Kelly Shibari or Carla Lane like anybody else. With the same makeup, the same hair, the same cameras, and see that, yeah, beauty does come in all shapes and sizes, and it's fantastic. I will leave you with this, and then we'll get started. 8 minutes in. Since we've come a long way in the last couple years with body acceptance for female porn performers, adding BBWs as quote-unquote mainstream porn stars, when are we going to address the fact that it's not the case for men? Average-looking dudes, average bodies, average cocks, not really something that we see a whole lot of in porn. Certainly not heavier than average, for the most part. So I'll leave you with that. What do you think about that? If body acceptance works for women, are we going to see it work both ways for men? There we go. Now we're going to move on to the next category. We are on, as I said, avn.com. Actually, it's avnawards.avn.com nominees. So after the best actor and actress, I'm looking over the actor again. So I did see, yeah, I definitely think Tommy Gunn and Kurt Lock. Kurt Lockwood still my favorite acting performance, 24XXX. I did get an email, because I did mention that Kurt has an issue with me. The email from someone who did want to remain anonymous said that, what's the beef with Kurt Lockwood? You'd have to ask him. He didn't like something that I wrote in a review, and got very angry with me and also my webmaster and partner, Natalie Dawn, who is a huge fan of his and really was kind of hurtful and unnecessarily so. So that's up to him. You know, he's the one who blocked and didn't want to talk and whatever. So he did a great job in the movie. Fantastic. For the record, after he was offended by a review, I asked five people, two fans and three critics, to read the review with this caveat. I said, please read the following review. I did get a nasty email from someone who felt personally insulted and has since blocked me on social media. All five people picked someone else besides Kurt as someone who should be offended. So in the review that he was so offended by, apparently there were personal slights to other people that I didn't even know. So, you know, you have to ask him what the beef is. I really don't know. All right, moving forward. Best all-girl group sex scene. This is the first time we're going to deal with the fact that we have sub-genred ourselves to death. We have best all-girl group scene, or best all-girl scene, now we have best all-girl group scene. Lots of nominees here. Annika Albright with Danny Daniels and Carly Montana. And by the way, group includes three-way. So I suppose it's a matter of time before we get best all-girl scene, best all-girl three-way, best all-girl group scene, and so on. Lots of good stuff here. The Annika Albright with Danny Daniels and Carly Montana scene from Annika 2 is really good. I just watched Alexis and Asa the other day. Alexis Texas, Asa Akira, Danny Daniels, Skin Diamond. That was a really hot scene. Lisa Ann School of MILF, Holly Michaels, Maddie O'Reilly, Christina Rose, and Lisa Ann. That's a tough one to beat. There's still some more I have to watch. I haven't seen the vampire cheerleader scene from Burning Angel with Joanna, Jesse Lee, Draven Star, Veronica Lake, and Chrissy D, but that's probably kind of fun. But at this point, the one to beat, honestly, the Lisa Ann, Holly Michaels, Maddie O'Reilly, Christina Rose scene from School of MILF. Best all-girl release. Now, this is obviously best all-girl movie. I suppose eventually we could have best all-girl feature. At this point, what I'm surprised here is that there's not more girlfriends films. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 nominees. Love the way I count. That was nice. And we've got, not a whole lot. Girlfriends 1. Only 2 of the 15 were girlfriends films. Lesbian First Timers and Women Seeking Women 100. Think about that for a second. 100. I think there have only been a couple of series in the history of porn that have reached 100. Somebody double check me. I'm going to go without looking up. You can not hear me typing in the background. I'm going to say this is only the third series in the history of porn to go over 100. More Dirty Debutantes and Hustlers Barely Legal are the only two I can think of. I'm going to lock in my answer at 3. Somebody can find another one. Post a comment, give you a Raj point or whatever. On this list, and again, girl-girl porn is one of my least favorite genres, so I haven't seen a whole lot. I did see Alexis and Asa, loved it, but I love Alexis and I love Asa. That makes sense. Just got a movie called Girls Kick Ass XXX from Porno Jesus Studios. Going to watch that later today. Lexi Bell Loves Girls from Sweethearts was very good. What else? Sisterly Love from Digital Sin, Their Taboo Tales. I watched that. I liked that. Women Seeking Woman 100, I have to go back and see if I reviewed that. I don't remember offhand, but I'm sure it was good. That's a great series. So, I'm really surprised not to see more girlfriends films on here, because they are right now sort of the reigning champion for all-girl porn. Best all-girl series. This is the whole lesbian situation. See You Next Tuesday, Girls Kissing Girls, Haze Her, Hot Lesbian Love, Hustlers Girl on Girl, Lesbian Anal POV, Lesbian Beauties, Me and My Girlfriend, Mother-Daughter Lesbian Lessons, My Roommate's a Lesbian, Party of Three, Seduced by a Real Lesbian, Seduction of, We Live Together, and Women Seeking Women. There's some good ones here. Girlfriends Films obviously has Women Seeking Women, they've got Me and My Girlfriend, and they've got Hot Lesbian Love, so they got three here. Lots of different stuff here, because Girls Kissing Girls is a very sensual series. I like it a lot. Pretty girls kissing, touching, very gentle and loving. Me and My Girlfriend is more of quote-unquote real lesbian, like I would know, experience. I like that one a lot. Haze Her is something totally different. Very much, I wouldn't say forced lesbian, but it's... It is what it says. It's sort of a sorority hazing, very much public sex. It's hot, though. It's a great series. Morally Corrupt, I will use this time to pontificate a bit. Love their stuff, especially the Dancing Bear stuff. Their affiliate program sucks. I have sent you guys over 100 emails in the last 2 years, sent you lots of traffic, and I know sales because I've talked to people who've purchased sales, never seen an affiliate check, and you won't answer an email. That's bad customer service. But it's a great series. Not going to vote based on bad customer service from an affiliate program, because Hazer is my favorite series on this list. Others near the top for me would be We Live Together from Reality Kings, Women Seeking Women from Girlfriends, and Seduction Of from Devil's Films. Best Amateur Release. This is an individual title. Amateur is hard now. It used to be a real powerhouse, and now it's really hard to you know, what's real amateur? Like, for example, Dancing Bear from Morally Corrupt is on here. Love that series. Love it. It's one of the hottest things I've ever seen. Amateur? Really? One of our PR clients shot a scene for them. She's not an amateur. Homegrown Video. Excuse me, I'm sick today, so I'm hydrating. Dare Dorm. They do a great job of finding fresh-faced girls, but these aren't just people from home. Homegrown Video 851, still one of the best. Now, clearly, when you're looking at this list, the series right now that dominates is 100% Real Swingers. There's two titles on there. 100% Real Swingers Kentucky, 100% Real Teen Swingers Atlanta, both from Vivid. It's a good series, and I think it's a little more amateur than some of the others. Anal First Timers, Dancing Bear 16, Dare Dorm 20, Girlfriend Revenge from Reality Kings, great series. But again, not exactly amateur. Now, Abby Winters has three titles on here. Girls and Their Boys 12, Girls Dreaming of Girls, and Girls Gaming Girls. I wonder if this will work against the company, just because there's three. First World Amateurs in Japan, MILF Edition 4 from Third World Media. I saw that. It's pretty good. What do you guys think of amateur? If we go with the Abby Winter stuff is more amateur in a traditional way, or do you guys prefer something like Dare Dorm, where it's looks like amateur but isn't necessarily? And again, what makes a porn star? If you get a cam girl to do a Dare Dorm scene and she never really goes on to do more than a couple scenes, is she an amateur? Interesting. I think the industry's changed just enough. Best amateur slash pro-am series, and we're going to stop there. 100% pure amateur teens, 100% real swingers. Bang Bus is still on here. See, and again, Bang Bus. Totally mainstream porn. Fantastic mainstream reality porn. Fuck a Fan from Immoral Productions. That's interesting. The girls aren't amateurs, but the guys are. I like that inclusion a lot. Real Slut Party from Mofos. Real Slut Party, In the VIP, College Rules, all the Dare Dorms, this kind of stuff that's supposed to be just spontaneous fun is great fantasy reality porn to me. And I like the Pro-Am, I guess, including that. Best Amateur Pro-Am Series. Talking really fast right now. It's lunchtime. I gotta have some food. I like the inclusion of Fuck a Fan here because it's the amateur guys. Some of the others I haven't seen yet. I get some. It's kind of the only time I get some of these titles. Like Platinum Media only sends them at awards time. I like their stuff. Amateur Triple X has College Sex Tapes. I like that. All right. Pick one. Well, all right. Brand New Faces from Vivid. Amateur / Pro-Am. It's their first time. Most of them, by the time we see the scene from Vivid, have gone on to be pros, but it's a first-time scene. It's on the box, actually. I labeled that the best new girl series on the market. I still stand by that. It is the best new girl, and then the new series that B-Scout is doing at Girlfriends continues that. Still the very best. Is it the best pro-am? Look, Brand New Faces, Bang Bus, Dare Dorm, Fuck a Fan, and Come Swallowing Auditions from Amateur Allure. Again, they're new enough in that series that they use different names sometimes. Not totally amateur girls, but incredibly hot. So those are the top of mind. What do you guys think? Let's feedback here. What makes an amateur? If an amateur goes on to a pro career, does that change their amateur status? What about someone like Janet Mason, for example, who was on her own selling tapes and doing her swinger thing, then became a mainstream porn star? What do you guys think of something like that? That's about it. Again, feedback, drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. Again, no sponsor today. Sponsorship is available for $5. Send me a DM. You can shoot me over some PayPal. I will plug you 3 different times during the podcast, whatever website you want. I will include any graphics that you want. Also, any nominees who want us to talk about fan voting, send us some eye candy so we can put it up on the page and talk about you. And I will. We will talk about whoever sends us pictures. There we go. How's that? Bribery. We will give you time if you will give us something to talk about. Thanks again. Welcome all your feedback. Thanks again to Apache Warrior and to Don for their feedback. And to Sawyer Cleavage, we will continue talking about your topics. That's about it. I hope you have a great day. And remember, check out AVN.com and let me know what you think.